Hamilton. I want to thank you for tuning in today to Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Hutchins. I'll be your host for the next hour, bringing you some local music. And today, I'm so glad you joined us, because today we have in the studio Stormy Weather. Stormy Weather is comprised of Darlene Storms on vocal and guitar, Eileen White on fiddle and vocals, and Mr. James Montgomery on bass. And I want you all to say hello to the KKRN listening audience.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, KKRN.
All right, yeah. And, Stormy Weather, you folks are out of Reading, is that correct?
That's right. Yes. Yep.
Out of Reading, and it says the state of Jefferson. Yeah, that's right.
Denial, I think. State of denial.
State of denial. Well, I know that you folks have play a lot of songs with local scenery in it, and our KKRN listeners, we just love that kind of stuff, because that's what Locomotion's about, is bringing the voice of our local musicians to the Shasta County. And because we stream on the worldwide interweb, you know, people over in Africa, up in Canada, they're hearing
it.
Right. Oh, wow.
As well as your friends and family and neighbors. Yep. So thank you all for coming up, and let's just get this show started off with a hoot and a holler, and we'll come back in and we'll do a little bit of talking. Okay.
Okay.
For your listening pleasure, here's Stormy Weather.
Joaquin Miller lived a miner's life, much to his unhappy surprise. Money was as scarce as the gold that he would find, and a poet's life looked better all the time. Joaquin, Joaquin, the poet of the Sierras, they say. Joaquin, Joaquin, left Shasta City for another day. Question of the battles he survived, and the scars he had to prove them were near. Bad debts and thievery were Joaquin Miller's life, and Shasta City had their fill of Joaquin, Joaquin, a poet and a horse thief, they say. Joaquin, Joaquin, left Shasta City for another day. Much to his unhappy surprise. Money was as scarce as the gold that he would find, and a poet's life looked better all the time. Joaquin, Joaquin, the poet of the Sierras, they say. Joaquin, Joaquin, left Shasta City for another day. Joaquin Miller lived a mile.
days. Yeah, that's Joaquin Miller. Now, that is one of our local colorful characters here in Shasta County. And did you know that over at Turtle Bay, they have a Joaquin Miller expedition going on right now?
No.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
How did
very
we miss
interesting.
That?
And,
We're going to go have a look.
Darlene wrote that song.
And Darlene, I was wondering, is that one of your originals? Darlene it wrote is. That song. That's beautiful. I know a lot of folks appreciate that, as do I. Joaquin Miller, one of our characters.
He's
we got a lot of characters up
sure.
here.
Yeah,
they love him in Siskiyou County, but not so much in Shasta.
Oh yeah, this is one of them.
He rode out of town on a stolen horse, I think.
He just borrowed it for a good time, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, it was a borrowing.
For a good time, call Joaquin.
All right. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Stormy Weather on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. And I want to thank Darlene and Eileen and James for coming up today and sharing their music with us. And I'd like to know a little bit about everybody's musical background. I guess we'll ask the ladies first. Oh, Darlene said, pointing fingers at James. Okay, James, step up to the mic. James, okay. This is James Montgomery on the bass. And have at it, James, buddy.
Well, I have exactly one musical talent. I can keep time. But I can really keep time. So I've always been on the bottom end. I've played congas and I played tuba in seventh and eighth grade and
all right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
They've always figured the lower I played the better off everybody else was.
Well, but you're also not just the bass man, are you the promotion man for Stormy Weather?
Well, I think we all work on that end of it. I do the technical stuff like the online stuff cause,
oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I write songs too. I got a lot of words.
lots of words.
The singers all say, some of them say, yeah, too
you
many
have to
words.
Leave room to breathe.
Yeah. Well, since we got you, the tech guy on here, how can people get a hold of your music?
Well, at this point, we have Facebook is probably the absolute best way. We have a Facebook site, and I'll get around to upgrading it again. After we do this, whatever I've got in the way of recorded stuff, I'll post some of that. Well, there is some posted already, but. So basically, we have a Facebook site that's in the modern day that seems to be the number one thing.
It does seem to be, yeah. Everybody has a Facebook page, it does seem to be. And
all you have to do is just go up in the search bar and type in Stormy Weather. Okay.
And let's see now, you folks are residing, all three of you, in Reading?
We're all three Readingites, yes.
And but James, I know you have a Trinity County background, and you from Hayfork?
I'm from Hayfork, yep.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Which may have an influence on some of the songs that I write, they say.
Well, I think you're right. I noticed that some of your songs have a lot of Trinity County in
they there. Have a rural influence.
Right. And that's great. That's what we like up here. That's what we are. So. Yeah. And I was just asking that because that's where my mother's background comes from is Heim Palm.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
Heim
Palm is paradise. That's probably the nicest place there is in the world.
Next to Oak Run. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I'm a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, Oak Run's a great place in Montgomery Creek. All this up here is
right,
nice.
Yeah, we got great folk up here. And in Reading, too, we got great people all around us up here. And that's what makes being here on this little radio station so fun, is that I'm able to bring people from all over Shasta County, Trinity County, and we're all the same.
Really
and, you know, music really does bring us together. Irregardless of our political affiliations or our religious views, the music cuts through all that and gets right to the chase of just being folks. And I want to thank you folks for coming up. And
we're glad to be up here. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's.
You're right. Music is one of the forms of magic.
You're right.
It's not science. It's magic.
Well, it is. Well, let's hear from the ladies, Darlene. You want to tell us a little about your musical background? Did you start out as a youngster?
I think so, that I can remember, but I took piano lessons until I was about 8, and then I just refused to learn any more about the piano because I couldn't excel past my sister. So I asked for a guitar when I was about 13, and I think the rest just kind of history.
Okay, right. And did you grow up here in Shasta County?
I did.
All right.
I did.
Went to school here?
Yes, I did.
Okay, gosh.
I'm a native.
Cool. A native, right. And Eileen, how about you?
Well, I'm a native also, so we got two standing here right next to each other.
All right, yeah, and we're going to count James as native.
Trinity County, he's
one of us, yeah. Right, yeah. We just got a room full of natives here, James. All right.
Every night.
All right.
Darlene and I have been playing together for a long time, just on our living room floor and at different things, and then we started playing different places in town, local places in town, coffee shops. And we're really pleased to be doing this kind of music.
Right.
And going to the festivals and different things.
Right. You just recently played at the Manton Festival.
Yeah. That was lovely.
That was fun.
Really, really nice.
Gorgeous up there.
Prior to that, you helped with a little KKR and benefit here with that.
All scratched
up. Scratched up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great time.
That was fun.
And, enough jibber jabber. How about some more of your fine music?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And why don't you go ahead and introduce your song, and
I'll
just sit back here and enjoy it.
This is a song called Queen of the North, which I wrote quite a long time ago, along with Joaquin Miller and a few others that haven't really been recorded, but Queen of the North is about Old Shasta. And dusty and hollow, they stand for all time. Whisper softly those voices, ancient and kind. Red brick crumbles around us, the ivy climbs. But those walls can remember more prospering times. Westward ho, wagon load, groaning heavy 'neath the load. Fueled by vision, going forth to my Shasta, Queen of the North. 53 brought the city to her knees, but with muscle, blood, and bone, we rebuilt her brick and stone. Boomtown life was a dream, shops a-bustling, merchant schemes, livery stables, cloth and gold. Life was good, life was bold. Westward ho, wagon load, groaning heavy 'neath the load. Fueled by vision, going forth to my Shasta, Queen of the North. With all stories such as mine, all good things have their time. And the folks of Old Shasta left their gold dust behind. Moved the town down the valley to the river and plains, to follow the railroad and make a new name. Westward ho, wagon load, groaning heavy to my Shasta, Queen of the North. Well, the wind, she blows cold across the memories of old, howling down the corridors, the brick walls and dirt floors of a city county seat where life was complete. Full of vision going forth to Shasta, Queen of the North. Westward ho, wagon load, groaning heavy 'neath the load. Fueled by vision going forth to my Shasta, to my Shasta, Queen of the North. To old Shasta, Queen of the
Okay, and thank you, Stormy Weather. And we nice do have Craig audience. Boyer in the studio with us, providing the audience participation into this.
Encouragement.
And encouragement, yes. And we're listening to Stormy Weather on KKRN Community Radio. And we are a grassroots, listener-supported, all-volunteer radio station. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, you can do so anytime by going to our homepage, kkrn.org, and click on that donate tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure site, and you decide how much to give and when to give. And if you're like me, at the end of the month, you ain't got much to give, so yeah, you can give it the first of the month if you want. We just appreciate and everything.
We're
that's right. We're not here to break the bank. We just want you to give what you can give. And always remember this, we are a nonprofit, very nonprofit, and are therefore your donations are tax deductible. And like I say, we're in the studio with Stormy Weather, which is comprised of Darlene Storms, Eileen White, and James Montgomery. And Eileen is on the fiddle, and you two said that you've been playing together for a while. And
How many? See,
don't think about it.
Don't tell them.
Like
since
about
them.
21. No,
yeah.
It's only been 10 years.
Okay, right.
We're much younger than we sound.
And then, when did James come along? And just recently? Or you guys all been?
Well, that's a more complicated question,
Darlene.
Yeah, I'm the young one. I'm actually just barely old enough to be married to her.
Robert.
Well, we had James when we were quite young.
No, James and I got married about
28 years ago.
Oh,
is that right?
And he didn't reveal to me that he had any musical ability whatsoever until about 7 years ago.
Is that right? Well, you just hold back those little gems?
Well, I've been playing bass for, what, 5-6 years?
About 5 years.
Yeah, I've been playing bass
playing
for about
congas
5 years.
Before
I played
that.
Congas before that, and then I just took up the bass. And
yeah, you couldn't get that tuba into the group.
Really. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
No, and
I'd love that.
Don't mention that again, Shane, or I'll have to hurt you.
At our next venue, we'll have a tuba.
Well, I've seen Leon Redbone with a tuba accompaniment. It was great.
Well,
Jimmy Cliff did a lot of recording with the tuba in Jamaica.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
You. All right,
I think that's our sound, though.
Well, now, would you consider yourselves folk singers, or do you do other stuff too? I know you do some country and a little bit of rock.
There's a great new term called Americana, and it means a little bit of rock and a little bit of country and a little bit of folk and whatever, you know.
Right, yeah. We seem to have
country,
a lot of that here too.
Yeah.
Right, well, I think we all grew up in that rock and roll era. We all survived the 60s and 70s, and
here we are, huh?
Here yeah.
We were going to be a rap group, but it turned out we didn't have enough anger to... You know.
I'm glad for you, Jim. Well, gosh, here it is. It's only, I mean, it's about 12:22, and I've only gotten two songs out of you.
That's good.
Maybe I can get you to do two in a row, you think?
Two in a row, okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, that's tough.
Are we ready for that? Okay, well, we'll do two songs that are so totally polar opposites that you probably won't believe that the same people wrote them. This next song I wrote, and it was during my Alaska phase, which would have lasted about 24 hours. Mm. And
so a day in Alaska, that was a full day.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to live vicariously. But the next song Jim wrote actually for the play Scratched Up, and it is a very different song from this one. This is a love song, and that's a love song of a different kind. It's a spiritual. So we'll let you guys determine what you think. So here we go. This one's called Alaska Bound.
Alone and you weren't looking, and I closed my eyes against the sun. I swore that no man would ever have me, that I give my heart to no one. But darling, look what you've done. Just a friend on his way to the cold lands, far northern lights and the long, long sun. We shared good times and we shared good loving, but darling, look what you've done. Darling, you were the night I slept in the moonlight. The hot summer air was as still as a stone. I whispered I loved you, but you were sleeping, and I knew that soon you'd be gone. I hope someday when you find what you're after, you look back on our time and smile a smile. You brought me the rain when my heart was a desert, and held me close for a while. Now darling, look what you've done. You brought me the flowers and then the sun.
This next one is a song that all the scratched up people will recognize, and those of you that came to the KKRN benefit will probably recognize it too. It's a spiritual. It's one of those songs that kind of gets under your skin, and pretty soon you're singing it in the car, on the phone. It's called Drunken Pitbull, and Jim wrote this song, and Bob Christensen composed it.
Bob put the music to it.
Okay, so Jim was lyricist, and Bob Christensen, our good buddy.
That's one of Gloria's favorites. She just thinks that's the greatest song.
sister, the streets are so mean. You hustle for drugs and an all-night swing, crashing hard under a neon moon and a drunken pit bull in a motel room. Oh, sister, won't you turn to the light? The future down here ain't looking too bright. I'm worried about ya, hope you don't meet that drunken pit bull down a dead-end street. Oh, skinny brother, we'll work for food or a needle to put you in a downtown mood. Got a little something you're looking to share with a drunken pit bull in an alley somewhere. Oh, brother, won't you turn to the light? The future down here ain't looking too bright. I'm worried about ya, hope you don't meet that drunken pit bull down a dead-end street. Shaky father, what you doing down here? Making love to a 40-ounce bottle of beer. A two-hour flight and a day to crawl back with a drunken pit bull by the railroad track. Oh, brother, won't you turn to the light? The future down here ain't looking too bright. I'm worried about ya, hope you don't meet that drunken pit bull down a dead-end street. Oh, shabby mother shading out from the heat. Most women don't last this long on the street. A shopping cart and a bottle of gin and a drunken pit bull by a garbage bin. Oh, mother, won't you turn to the light? The future down here ain't looking too bright. I'm worried about ya, hope you don't meet that drunken pit bull down a dead-end street.
I don't know if we do it justice like Natasha does it. She can belt that song.
That she can, but that was beautiful. And I tell you what, is that I don't know if those lyrics are symbolic, but a drunken pit bull down at the end of the street.
I hope they're symbolic.
Man, that paints a scary picture.
It's meant to be scary.
Well, who in the world would want to get a pit bull drunk in the first place? I don't know.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Oh, I'm guessing, yeah, and... Oh, you two ladies, your harmony is just absolutely wonderful. Right. There's a couple times there you got the goosebump going up.
That's our thing that we're trying to do.
Oh, well, you did raise it on that one. Yeah, that was great. And
thank you.
So, do you guys play at like regular gigs downtown, or you do invitations at homes, or?
We've done that, and we've done everything, all those things.
You name it, we've done it.
Yeah.
Right now, we're doing mostly
art fairs, festivals. You know,
right, yeah, this is a busy time of year for musicians to be doing that.
Done parties.
Yeah, well, so the Facebook page, Stormy Weather Facebook page, is that how folks are to get a hold of you if they would like to have a home party or something like that?
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Bar mitzvahs, birthday party.
Sure.
Whatever.
Those are great parties.
Yeah, right, great. So that's Stormy Weather on Facebook, and if
we've done birthday, we've never done a bar mitzvah, but that'd be fun. We could do that.
Lachaim, right?
Lachaim.
We learned some new songs.
Life.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Locomotion Machine on KKRN. Stormy Weather's in the studio, and came all the way up from Redding, California.
Woo!
Yeah, thanks for braving $2.99.
Made our big road trip, our West Coast tour.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we're one of your first.
That was fun.
The Methodist Church. That was a fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of good music people up here, and I'm glad that you guys are part of that crew. And gosh, you know, I could just keep on talking and asking questions, but I know. Myself, as well as our listeners, would just soon hear you play. So whenever you guys are ready, and you feel like, I'm pretty sure the nerves have done wore off by now, huh?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah. All right, well, you go. You just take away with it whenever you feel comfortable.
This is a song that Jim wrote. Jimmy, whatever. I think it's James today. Anyway, he wrote this song, and I think it's about his wild youth. I'm not really sure.
Could be.
He met her on the streets of San Francisco in the summer of love. She seemed to find within her mind what he was thinking of. He was young and dumb and on the run from Squaresville, USA. She rode a bus from Oklahoma. She was tired of baling hay. She said her name was Buffalo Jane, but he could call her Buff. She liked the way he swung his way. She just couldn't get enough. She had wild hair, emerald eyes, and a psychedelic buzz. They hitched a ride on a rising tide. Oh, what a week it was, what a week it was. Bebopping down round Chinatown, sunshine in the street. A cable car can take you far when you dance on diamond feet. It was peace and love and rock and roll, make music in the park. Love and play through the shining day, light a candle in the dark. A tiny place in a rambling place on Asheville Avenue. A kiss so deep it would make you weep in iridescent blue. She had wild hair, emerald eyes, and a psychedelic buzz. They hitched a ride on a rising tide. Oh, what a week it was, what a week it was. It occurred to her to see Big Sur ride the El Camino Real. Motivate from the Golden Gate to a party in the Hollywood Hills. She turned him on to a big bleached blonde. She said she needed a friend. Hopped on the back of a motorbike and vanished in the wind. He was blue for a week or two, but he'd do it all again. Toss his swag in a paper bag, take the world out for a spin. She had wild hair, emerald eyes, and a psychedelic buzz. They hitched a ride on a rising tide. Oh, what a week it was, yeah, what a week it was. What a week it was.
Look at that rattlesnake in there.
That was a summer of love.
Yeah, that was a summer of love.
Tom Steep wrote the music to that, and I wrote the words.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Mr. Tom Steep?
Yeah.
Well,
Tom's another one of the people I write songs with.
Very Tom fine musician.
The, old
that'd
man
be
him.
That'd be the one, yeah.
Very fine musician.
And yeah, it's about time we had them back, too. It's been a while since Old Man Jam has been in the studio. Yeah. Maybe they're out there listening. They can clear their calendar and make their way back up the hill. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Stormy Weather on Locomotion, KKRN Community Radio.
Mm-hmm. place too. There's a much better spot to go dancing with you. We can meet in the middle, and wouldn't it be great to go waltzing through Jefferson State? From Sweet Mendocino to the shores of Goose Bay, I would dance with you, darling, till our hair turns to gray. We could swing up the Klamath and back down the Rogue. Oh, the Jefferson Waltz will be always in vogue. We could tango the Trinity, two-step the eel, jitterbug the umqua, the Smith and Coquille. We could rumba the rivers and still have some room for the redwoods and the granite and the desert in bloom. From the Lost Coast to Lassen, through the Siskiyous we'll fly, till our hearts meet the moon at the top of the sky. When Shasta has crumbled and washed to the sea, I will still want you, darling, to go waltzing with me. California's a nice place, Oregon is too. There's a much better spot to go dancing with you. Let's meet in the middle and make it a date to go waltzing through Jefferson State. From Sweet Mendocino to the shores of Goose Bay, I could dance with you, darling, till our hair turns to gray. We could swing up the Klamath and back down the Rogue. Oh, the Jefferson Waltz will be always in vogue. We could swing up the Klamath and back down the Rogue. Oh, the Jefferson Waltz will be always in vogue.
Was that? I didn't catch that. Was that one that one of you folks wrote? Yes.
Jim wrote the song, and I composed it.
Well, that's great, Jim, and as well as for you, darling.
Yeah. Thanks, Shane.
Yeah. Keep it equal, Shane.
Yeah, you had to be a poem without the music.
Yeah, you know that. Well, I bet that would be a beautiful poem without the music in itself. The lyrics hold up to themselves, and you know that's the kind of song that. I think really represents our great North State.
Yes,
here.
It does.
Yeah,
that was good. That ought to be.
Isn't that a nice?
Well, there's
song.
More to the state of Jefferson than politics.
That's right. Yeah, we have the beauty end of our great area up here, and that's what that song sings to, isn't it?
It's
the great riches that we have up here, and boy, we do have a lot going on up here, and the music scene. That's part of what's going on up here. I just want to make a little plug for. One of our local musicians, Mr. Hal Johnson, he puts together a great music calendar for the week for the local music that's in Shasta County area and surrounding areas, and you can check that out at a online magazine, anewscafe.com, and it'll tell you what's happening. And what do you guys got coming up here? What's
the Honeybee Festival.
The Honeybee Festival is just
September 10th.
Right, just around the corner. Boy, this year is going by so fast. That Honeybee Festival is good, fun time, and that's a down-home country type little gathering, isn't it?
I played on a hay bale there once.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I think I've seen some of really great talent. That's the first place I saw Sammy Joe play with George Fredson, and you know, now she's over in Nashville. And
good for her.
Yeah, are you folks thinking about heading that way?
Well, you know,
if we live long enough.
Well, we don't want we kind of like it to be hanging around.
I visited once. I went to the Grand Ole Opry.
Did you? Really? Wow, gosh, that's pretty cool.
Wonderful place, actually.
Oh, yeah, and Matthew Songmaker, he just headed to Tennessee.
Yes, he did.
Talented young man.
That was, that was fun to see him at that Manton Festival. He got to get up on stage with one button suit and just played that little banjo of his and...
He's
that was great.
Yeah, he's spectacular.
We're just dropping names left and right here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Hey, so we're all locals here. Anybody want to say hi to their kids, grandkids?
I don't think our grandkids are listening.
Well, I'll say hi to Jada and Mason.
There you go. Yeah, well, if they ain't listening, I'm going to archive this program, so maybe 10 years from now they can...
Dylan, Gary, and Ariana.
We'll send them all links.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
we can email links just fine.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that because I can't help you there, Jim. I haven't reached that point yet. Hey, you're listening to Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Houchins, and I'm just proud to be able to bring Stormy Weather up to you. Darlene Storms, Eileen White, James Montgomery. Spoiler alert, Darlene and James are married.
And, still.
Still, huh? Yeah, after what you say, 28 years, that's something to brag about itself. To hang with a guy that long, Darlene.
I know, especially that one.
Especially, these country boys. Those country boys, we can be a little tough to get along
with. He's full of surprises, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, how long did it take him to break out his musical talent?
20 years.
20 years, you got something to look forward to.
Like, what? He didn't want to rush into it.
He's got coming up next.
He did say he was tired of hauling the equipment around.
Oh, so you're looking for roadies?
No, he was tired of hauling my musical equipment around.
So now I haul her and mine.
And sometimes mine.
That didn't work out very good for you. Then,
I'm not too bright. But I can carry heavy things.
I see that you, James, you got a Boom Boom t-shirt on. That's from... That's a Hay Fork outfit, isn't it?
I was one of the first three, Fred Mason, Hippie Chuck, and I, put on the very first Boom Boom show.
And that's, Hay Fork people, that's some name dropping right there.
That was in Hay Fork, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was 1891, I think. might have been after that. I'm not sure. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, a little dyslexia going there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I got to see some of Boom Boom's productions, and they make some noise and some... fun. That must have been...
We had a good time.
And I noticed you have all your fingers left.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so you did pretty
good.
With
that many years of logging with 10 fingers is obviously a careful person.
That's right. A professional.
And he still has all his teeth. Well, no, not all of them. But.
The majority.
Majority rules area.
Okay, well, you know, it's 12:45. We got 15 minutes left. That time goes by so fast when you're having fun up here.
It does.
And I want to thank you all for coming up and sharing your talent and your originals. And that's everything you've done has been an original, hasn't it?
It is.
Wow, that's very prolific, if I can say that. And we'll just get to more of your good music whenever you're ready. And I'll just remind listeners that we are a grassroots listener-supported radio station, so you can go anytime to kkrn.org, or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And you can also find out all that information at our kkrn.org webpage. Here's Stormy Weather on Locomotion with Shane.
A song about a rose bush. Those Rosarians out there, you'll know what this song is.
haven't always loved you the way that I do now. When we met, my heart was torn and flawed. Still you whispered softly, open your heart to me. So I did, with uncertainty. But love is a wandering path. It can lead you to hell and back, with a head full of questions, no answers, no guarantees, no guarantees. Even after all these years, through our joys and through our fears, there's just no way to know what lies ahead. Come lay down here beside me, we'll let the wind sing to us. Another Sunday morning has dawned, but love is a wandering path. It can lead you to hell and back, with a head full of questions, no answers, no guarantees, no guarantees. Let the sun go on its way, and I'll go make the coffee. I like to see the sunlight on the gray in your hair. The poet and the artist sings love songs to the scholar, who ponders the world of words and studies till he sleeps. But love is a wandering path. It can lead you to hell and back, with a head full of questions, no answers, no guarantees, no guarantees. Step into the garden and feel the love that I have for you. In love lies bleeding and Sheila's perfume. We'll let the moonlight draw us in, night sounds whisper, shadows blend. Watch the indigo skyline fade into the dark. But love is a wandering path. It can lead you to hell and back, with a head full of questions, no answers, no guarantees, no guarantees.
Isn't that a pretty song Darlene wrote?
And you say that's a pretty song Darlene wrote, huh?
Right. Giving her credit.
Yes. Yeah, I really like that one. That's touches the heart right there. And love is a tough road sometimes, isn't it?
28 years, Shane. 28 years.
We're taking that rose bush with us wherever we go.
What do you say? What do you call the people that do roses? A rosarian?
Rosarian, yes.
Oh, I never heard that before.
Yes.
That's my favorite, next to zinnias. I don't know.
Oh, good. Anyhow. For you.
A flower man.
Yeah, hey.
I like that.
Yeah, you're listening to Stormy Weather on Locomotion on KKRN Community Radio. We are your community radio station. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. And if you haven't heard, we've opened up a little production studio in downtown Reading. corner of Yuba Street and Pine Street. And if you are thinking about that you might like to start a program or something, let us know. We'll help train you and try to get you on the air. And just send me a notice here at Shane at KKRN.org, and I'll hook you up with the right folks. And but today we have stormy weather in the studio, and thanking them very much for coming up and spending the hour with us. And gosh,
really awesome. A lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. And Stormy Weather has a Facebook page. You can learn more about them on their Facebook page, as well as get a hold of them for any gigs they do. Do you folks, are everybody here retired, or you're not doing
pretty
this for for a
we're
living?
Tired.
Right?
We're the working retired.
Okay, yeah, well, that's sometimes the music scene don't pay the bills, so yeah, you're just doing this out of the love of your heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's very cool.
We pay them, isn't that how it goes?
Let's see, I wanted to mention to Eileen, I know that you have a husband that's an educator.
I do,
and
Chris.
That's Chris, yes.
Hi, Chris.
We really appreciate the educators. We have them in our family, and they hold a special place in our hearts. And so
good
we just
people.
Wanted to give the educators a shout out. Yeah, they're our local heroes. We have a lot of unsung heroes in our community, the teachers and the firefighters. Mm-hmm. And we just want to acknowledge them. Gosh, we had a lot of fires up here recently, and thankfully the air is finally starting to clear up somewhat, and just kind of depending on which way the wind's blowing. And and today the wind is blowing in our favor, as we got stormy weather in the studio.
We brought in the weather.
Okay, so we got about 6 minutes left, folks. You got one long one or two shorties?
I think we got, is this a long song, Jim? Or
It's sort of in the middle.
Okay. You can make it as long
Jim
as you want.
Jim never writes a short song, so.
Okay, well, here's stormy weather on Locomotion.
This is a song that Jim wrote. Did you write by yourself? Or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. It's called Where She Wants to Go. She got up her courage to ask him out on a date. She wasn't certain, but she knew that it wouldn't wait. Sometimes you just have to try. Don't let your chances roll by. A show. She took him driving to gaze at the lights down below. Sometimes you just have to try. Don't let your chances go by. She showed him everything she knew he wanted to see. Gambled her chances on with of how things would be. Now it takes her as she wants to go, arms around her holding her soul, hands on her hands soft and slow, lips on her longing to know. He takes her as she wants to go. It's not my song.
There's the bass player's moment.
The bass player thing.
Oh, we have 4 minutes.
Yeah, hey, once again, stormy weather in the KKRN studio. Got time for one more quick one?
Yeah. You can just cut us off at any time. We're good.
Okay, well, in case we do have to cut you off short, I want to let our listeners know that Geezer Rock's coming up right after Locomotion Machine. And that's right. I knew you'd like
we
that.
We play that, too.
I'll stick around for that.
Okay, then, and Stormy Weather. You can find him on Facebook. And thanks for sharing your lunch hour with us or whatever the last hour was for you. Thanks for being here. We'll be back next week, actually, bringing you some more local music. But until then, here's Stormy Weather.
The first star appears over a red setting sun. The journey is ongoing, as only good friends know. Tall pine trees and red madrone, our hearts start to sing and it feels like home. Through the changing light of day, driving west on Trinity High. Raging wide or restless calm, the river will show us the way. Driving west on Trinity Highway. Rushing rivers and winding roads, past the house made of straw, carving canyons and deep divides as it drops into the draw. Changing light of day, driving west on Trinity Highway. Raging wide or restless calm, the river will show us the way. Driving west on Trinity Highway. Foggy mountains and misty glens wait to greet us around the bend. Trinity River is running free as it makes its way through the tall fir trees. Through the changing light of day, driving west on Trinity Highway, raging wide.
This is Josh. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM.
Support for KKRN comes from NPLAN, originators of the